Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we got some hot stuff for you. They just want you to shut up, peasant. Go get in line, pull a sack over your head, and shut your mouth. Don't say a word. Don't argue. Do what you're told. Now, we're going to get into that here with Doug Thornton, Dave Hodges here. At first, we need to take care of some business very quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have to be told you're going to be starving to death? How many times do you have to read it? Here Biden says, there's going to be a food shortage, but he does nothing about it. Same as, there's going to be a gas shortage, does nothing about it. That's Biden. He can't even find his way out of the room. Of course, we know Barack Obama is serving his third term, and Susan Rice is the de facto vice president. And they are wrecking this country, and they're going to starve millions to death. Yes, it's going to be... Well, a lot of people like Doug Casey are saying it's greater than the Great Depression. In fact, they call it the Greater Depression now. So get your storable food, okay? And do it now. Don't wait. How much? Well, I think 2 years in seeds might get you by. So you can plan what your next step. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Also, too, the water filters are available for yours truly to be the sole vendor for selling across the country. Why? Because they had stopped selling. They didn't have a whole lot left. They said, Dave Hodges, you can sell until we run out. No one else can sell. So you have to come here if you want your Alexa Pure Pro water filter. They haven't raised prices. Same as the food. They haven't raised prices. Still got the sale. Go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, I closed a deal with Noble Gold a couple weeks ago. And I will not be in the system any more than I have to be. I won't do digital. Okay, no mark of the beast for me. So Noble Gold can give you options for a soft landing when the economy crashes. And I'm not going to waste your time. I'm just going to send you to where you can get written information. And then you have to call them because they are not pushy. So go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. And get them to send you what you need in terms of finding out what options you have to get out of the dollar, get away from the bank as much as possible, because whatever the bank is going to be gone. So we are going to be talking about censorship to kick off this show. And it was yesterday the European Union passed the ID Act, and they passed a bunch of other restrictive laws about the internet. And they will tell you what you can and can't put on the internet, and that's in Europe. And Obama and Hillary Clinton lobbied the EU to pass this. Well, as we find out today, we're moving down the same path. Here to help us explore this is Doug Thornton, former Marine contractor and DHS agent. And we're going to prevail upon his experience, and we're going to both kick this around. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no free speech. This is the reaction to Elon Musk. Doug, welcome. Glad you could join us here and we could put the show together on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, but this is serious stuff.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's getting serious out there, folks. You know, here's what we got to talk about today. Jack Posobiec, great reporter, posted today on Twitter, breaking, Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security is to create a disinformation governance board. Disinformation governance board. Dedicated to countering misinformation. And the DHS board will be headed by Nina Jankowicz, who once claimed militarized Trump supporters would show up to the polls with weapons to intimidate voters. And she also was one of the leading people for Ukraine's diplomacies and policies. So, would you say she's a Nazi supporter? I don't know. However, this is very Naziist. I swear to God, it seems like someone dug up Joseph Goebbels and propped him up inside the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. In the form of this woman?
No, just in the form of Homeland Security. We are repeating the same courses of action that the Nazi Party did. Dave, I did a 9-part series over Nazi Germany. You know, I understand it was last year when I did it, but folks, go back to my show and re-listen to it. I broke down what the Nazi Party did from their beginning to their bloody end. We are falling in line with these people. These people, these communists, these Satanists, outright Satanists. Did you hear today at the San Diego or San Bernardino, but it was a city council in California. They started off their council meeting today. They started it off not in prayer. They started it off with a prayer to Satan. Listen,
no,
folks.
No.
Yeah, they did, Dave. They did.
Oh my.
Listen, folks, I'm gonna speak very bluntly to you. Okay? And that's the only way I know how to. So I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. But I really don't care. Listen to me. They want to make pedophilia legal. Then they'll make bestiality legal. Then we'll have child sacrifices that will be legal. Hell, probably even the churches, some of them, would even say that it's a good thing and join in the fun, as they did in the days of old in Jerusalem. Hmm. They are openly committing, I don't know how to say this, but satanic occults right in front of your eyes, to the point that in front of the American flag, in front of committee members, they open up with a benediction to Satan.
What did they say? What would that sound like?
One of my listeners sent it to me, and it was a guy who had found it, and he had recorded it, but you know, he didn't want to record the full benediction, because obviously it's, you know, it's like opening up a portal if you let that get played through your speakers, right? So, you know, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus right now, even that thought of it. But he did have it to where it ended with "Hail Satan," and you could probably find this on YouTube, folks, because that's where it was. I'm not going to go look at it. That was enough for me to listen to it once. You know, it's not coincidence that I'm currently reading the Book of Lamentation. And it's not coincidence that in the Book of Lamentation, it speaks prolifically about how men and women are going to starve, that women would be tempted to eat the fruit of their womb, their children, that priests would be slain within the holy places of God, that we would be thrown down before our enemies when we were once this jewel of the world, and will be handed over to them, and they'll laugh as they watch as our nation implodes from within. Just hear me out here, folks. If you don't think right now is a bad time, I'm going to read something for you. A dear brother, Daryl, sent me this, and this is from a pastor of his from Challenge Ministries. I want you to listen to what this pastor said. Thank God at least one pastor is speaking like this, Dave. Let me tell you what he said, all right? Here's your intel report. Do you realize that in the last few months, we have had 23 food processing plants in this country destroyed? 23 food processing plants. We had one destroyed in 2019. We had 6 destroyed in 2021. We had 16 destroyed this year, 2022. 16 of those 23 food processing plants that have been destroyed, one was destroyed by an airplane crash. A plane literally crashed into a food processing plant. 2 were destroyed by explosions from within the plant. and the rest have been destroyed by fire. The rest have been destroyed by fire. When I look at that part and I realize what we have been praying in our concerts of prayer, when I realize that we are asking God to bring correction not only to the church but to the nation, then I had to ask myself, is God's hand in all of this? I don't know. You see, they are telling us that because of these food processing plants being destroyed, that we are going to see a food shortage. There is going to be a shortage of food on the shelves. To what degree that is going to go, I don't know. I just know this. They are telling us now that we have had 23 food processing plants destroyed, 16 of them this year. In the first few months of this year, folks, you might want to pay attention to what's going on. You might want to pay attention to the signs of the times. And you might want to give yourself to prayer. And I will end it with this. I'm going to let you take over, Dave. You might want to prepare now while you can. Biden blamed all this stuff on Putin. Bold face lie. We have a literal liar in chief in the White House. He is compromised. He is culpable in the insurrection, the real insurrection of our United States. And he is capitalizing on everything that he can right now. And we as Americans are only going to sit back and watch it happen. Listen, folks, I'll say this one time, because me and you, Dave, we share a lot of the same listeners. Great people, smart people listen to this show. I think we have one of the smartest, brightest audiences out there. Listen to me, folks. Your guns and your manpower are not going to repel God's judgment from this country. You can go out and January 6 yourself all you want. You're going to fall into the snarer's trap. You need to take care of yourself, of your family. You need to prepare now while the food is there. And I don't care if you buy from me, if you buy from Dave, for heaven's sake, get food. Because you want to know why? Look at what happened after World War II to Germany. Not before, not during, after. After World War II, almost 5 million people died from starvation. Not from war, from starvation, from malnutrition. Just look what happened in Ukraine, Stalin's Ukraine. Almost 30 million people died. Food is used as a weapon. It will be used again. Dave, I'm going to give it back to you.
Yeah, you couldn't say it better, but how long have I been calling for this? I said they were going to starve us into submission, and now the day's here. You know, the sad part is about, we at MPS, preparewithdave.com, are holding the fort down. I mean, we're not raising prices. We're meeting demand. But a lot of our competitors, and listen, I say competitors, I should say colleagues, they're going out of business, and I don't know why. And you and I have a mutual friend that is associated with one of these companies, and they don't even have the vendor portal open. And like I said, I don't know why, but I will tell you this, folks, even on our side of the fence with storable food, it's disappearing. My suspicion is the government's buying up some of this. I don't know. But I will say this. They are going to starve all of us into submission. Come to the fence if you want to eat. The barbed wire gate. Oh, your name's on the list. Come with us. That's how they're going to draw us into the FEMA camps. The other way they're going to do it, excuse me, Doug, is it won't use food. Per se, they'll do what they did in Operation Mountain Guardian 11 years ago, And what they'll do is they'll take the kids out of school in these emergency bus drills they do. And I have written articles, Don't Let Your Kid Get on This Bus. And they will take your kids to a large gathering area like a football stadium. And it'll let it be known that we have your kids. And that's how we'll draw the parents in to hold them as well, too. And they practice this at Operation Mountain Guardian, Denver, Colorado, Sports Authority Field at the time. So they're going to starve us, but they're also going to use food to draw us in, to incarcerate and then eliminate us. And they're going to depopulate. And I'll remind everyone of the Deagle Report. 2014, they projected by 2025 that we would have 69 million people left in this country, down from over 300 million plus. Our GDP will be about 12% of what it was. China and Russia have no equivalent drop. Just the UK and America. We're in the end game, folks. This is it. The planned destruction of the United States. And just like the Chinese said in the Wei Feng speech to the CCP Steering Committee, he said, "We need to occupy the United States for its resources, but we're not interested in co-occupancy." And he went on to talk about genocide. And if you think that's unique to one man, the last three Chinese defense ministers have all called for genocide against Americans. They're not just going to take your country down. They're going to try to kill everyone in it. And that's why I can't believe they're getting Congress and all these local officials to go along with them. Because if they understood what was really being said out there, they wouldn't be participating in their own demise. These brown shirts, like Biden, and like so many people in Congress, they're going to be executed. This is the time we live in. And they can't let us communicate because people like you and I could be sharing the truth often enough where people will start to wake up. So let's go back to this. This operation is a DHS operation, isn't it, with regard to the board of disinform or misinformation?
Yeah, it is. And to me, it seems like they're taking the last National Terrorism Advisory Board that DHS puts out every couple months, where they said, any perpetrators of misinformation, disinformation, malinformation will be considered a domestic violent extremist. Or if you said anything about Biden still in the election, or about Fauci being a, well, I can't say that, Dave. This is a good show. Fauci not being a great person, or you not believing the COVID-19 propaganda. So, because I just said all of that, once again, hopefully I have secured my name within the list of the violent extremists. It's just bullshit. It's ridiculous at this point that we have a government that is throwing a temper tantrum. I've seen sophomores in high school show more professionalism in the middle of a football game than I have one person sitting in the Oval Office right now. Because it's not just Biden, he has a whole committee of people. They got some that wipe the dribble off his mouth. They got the others that hold his ice cream, and there's another one that jangles keys in front of him to entertain him. He has a whole crew that follows him around, all right? And they're all advisors. But what are they advising this man? Here's the thing. And it's just my opinion, but there's not one conservative that believes in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, or hell, let's just say wants to uphold the Constitution, the Declaration of the Independence, that cares about the Bill of Rights. There's not one person in the White House right now, not one, that is here to protect you from this government. We have gone from a democratic process, a democratically voting in process of a constitutional republic of these United States to a tyrannical, dictatorial, authoritative state ran by globalists, New World Order, open Satanists who will do at whatever the bidding is that they are told, to put their thumb on top of you, or if need be, their knee on the back of your neck. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. And who controls money can control the world. Henry Kissinger. The man who has told presidents how to be a president since, what, the 70s? Listen, folks. The fact that DHS is now officially coming out and saying this, do you know what that means? That means guys like me and Dave are not going to have a platform within probably the next year.
Or sooner. I think it's going to be before the election.
Yeah, or most likely, right? Because that makes sense, right?
You know, this go ahead.
What precedes it, though? But what precedes it? When they take down the internet, they've taken down your food, the restrictions have come back because, oh, there's a new bird strain flu in China, and now this H1N3 is the first human capable bird strain that can go from aviary to human. We're going to have a war in Ukraine against Russia. Russia today, once again, has said, stay the hell out of Ukraine, or I swear to the quickest missile that we have, we're going to hit you with it. And you know what we did? You know what we did? Let me tell you what we did. People love intel, right? I want to give you some intel. As of April 22nd, the United States security assistance committed to Ukraine includes this: over 1,400 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, over 5,500 Javelin anti-armor systems, over 14,000 other anti-armor systems, over 700 Switchblade tactical unmanned aerial systems, drones, 155 millimeter howitzers, and 183,000 155 millimeter artillery rounds, 72 tactical vehicles to tow 155 millimeter howitzers, 16 Mi-17 helicopters, attack helicopters, hundreds of armored high mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicles, MRAPs, like what we used to drive around in Iraq and Afghanistan, 200 M113 armored personnel carriers, over 7,000 small arms, over 50 million rounds of ammunition, 75,000 sets of body armor and helmets, 121 Phoenix Ghost tactical unmanned aerial systems, laser guided rocket systems, Puma unmanned aerial systems, unmanned coastal defense vessels, 14 counter artillery radars, 4 counter mortar radars, 2 air surveillance radars, the M18A1 Claymore anti-personal personnel munitions, the thing that they wouldn't allow us to use in Iraq, C4 explosives and demolition equipment for obstacle clearing, tactical secure communication systems, night vision devices, thermal imagery systems, optics and laser range finders, commercial satellite imagery services, explosive ordnance disposal protective gear, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear protective equipment, medical supplies to include first aid kits. Not one article of gear on that list has been given in the efforts to help out anyone in this United States right now in case we are attacked by an outside foreign entity. Not one. But we gave it to the third most corrupt government in the world, says Barack Hussein Obama. We gave it to the government that we know has a complete battalion or more of neo-Nazis. We gave it to a government of people with neo-Nazis who not only when they take prisoners of war, but they ruthlessly beat and torture and kill their prisoners, breaking the Geneva Conventions.
It's hard to add anything to that. I mean, again, what did I just say? These people who run our country Doug Casey, famed economist, refers to them as the Bolsheviks. I've been calling them that for years. Their mission is to destroy America. And when you give away your nation's defense, when you put us in unwinnable wars, when you posture to get defeated on two fronts, you are destroying your country. When you take away the economic base of your country, you take away your military prowess. When you waste your oil resources on Europe, you compromise the mobility of your armed forces. I could go on and on and on. But these people, and this is what I just can't seem to get across, this is not just lousy leadership, Doug. This is intentional destruction. And one of the goals besides the destruction of America is the destruction of Americans. They want a high body count. America cannot be allowed to rise and stop the new world order.
No, it can't be. And let me tell you, they have plans. See, these people are schemers. They always have schemes and plans. And they will do their best to throw as many of them out there at us as possible to confuse us, to dampen our spirits, to make us go internal instead of externally showing people that we are still proud, patriotic Americans who love our God and hate Satan. But let me tell you what they got next coming. So this is on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 different websites right now, okay? 12 different websites. They all say the same thing. And these are news websites, by the way, okay? They all say the same thing. Mixing with the unvaccinated increases risk of COVID-19 infection for fully vaccinated. New Canadian study finds. Here's ABC. And that's CP24. This is ABC. Being with unvaccinated people increases COVID-19 risk for those who are vaccinated. National Observer. Mixing with unvaccinated increases risk of COVID for those vaccinated. Toronto Star. Remaining unvaccinated increases risk to the vaccinated. Do you get the point yet?
Yeah.
I promise you, Dave, they are going to have a system set up like what's in Europe, like what's in Ukraine, where your digital currency will be given to you by the government based off of your social credit score, your immunization scores. And then from there, you'll be told where you can go and at what times you can go and pick up supplies. And they're going to control your life, just like they do in China.
And you know what's interesting about all this is that Fauci came out and he said, the pandemic's over. So how can they justify the continued persecution of the unvaccinated?
I guess, honestly, because, you know, it's over when they say it's over, not when Fauci says it's over. You know? It's too easy. It's too easy just to come out and say, oh, look, our scientists at CDC have found another horrible, you know, virus that's sweeping across the world that no one's heard of. Time to lock everything back down. It's just, you know, it's one of the thousands of rabbits that's kept in this magical hat of theirs. They can just pull it out whenever they want. And as soon as you think that it's an exhausting trip, like, or a trick, like everyone's like, hey, we get it. You can pull a rabbit out of the hat. They do it again. You know, I think that is the future for America until we do something about it. But once again, be careful of what I say. Doing something about it does not mean going and grabbing your daddy's shotgun and putting on some cool guy tactical uniform and portraying that you're John Rambo in front of your state house or out in front of, you know, the White House or the Capitol. That's what they want you to do. What they don't want you to do is to prepare. What they don't want you to do, Dave, and I'll let you speak about this, is invest your money properly so that whenever our economy tanks, you have something left over. Now, me and others, you know, somewhat like me, I'm a farmer. So my investments go into the hoof and the feather. I invest in animals, I invest in land, I invest in equipment, because if I can feed you, you're going to invest in me. Or you're going to be investing in the lead that I keep here. Now, I will say this, you know, Dave's working on this, and he knows 10 times more about it than I do. But, and Dave, I'll give it back to you. Our dollar doesn't have long. What do you think?
It's a complicated issue. I agree with the general statement you just made, but there's so many nook and crannies. I could talk forever on this, but let me just cut right to the bare bone here. We went off the gold standard, and the only thing that saved the dollar was the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement, in which the globalists of the world said that the United States dollar will become the world reserve currency since the rest of the world's in ruins because of World War II. And so that gave us backing. And then with Saudi Arabia created as a nation by our CIA and us extracting oil, we reached an agreement and said, you can only accept the dollar for oil. And then that spread throughout the Middle East. So we used to have a saying, as sound as a dollar. Here's the problem, Doug. We no longer can claim exclusivity on the purchase of oil with the dollar because the BRICS nations have risen from the dead and their gold-backed currency led by Russia and the ruble. All of Latin America will join. People are questioning me on this, and I'm just saying, stay tuned, folks, because this is inside information. Sam Arnold, refugee to Mexico City, connected with some pretty high-level people. We both know what's coming. And Mexico will be a leader in silver, the leader in the world. And they've reached an agreement with Putin. Not that they embrace him, but they hate Biden. I mean, AMLO and Trump got to be friends after a rocky start, but AMLO hates Biden. They want nothing to do with digital currency because it's enslavement, and that's what's coming. And even though South America is hopelessly communist, except for Brazil, and they're on their way, they don't want digital. So they're going with gold-backed, and Iran will be the main supplier as well as Russia. Venezuela is going to be resurrected under a Chinese-Russian partnership. And the U.S. is going to be out in the cold with the rest of Europe. And I believe this is the planned destruction of the West entirely. And it's not a coincidence, since we were talking censorship, that yesterday the Europeans passed a you can't say what we don't want you to say on the internet, and you will have an electronic ID before you log on. And now we get this announcement from DHS today that basically says that this is the way it's going to go. You're going to have almost the same identical program here. I think, let me tell you what I smell here. World Economic Forum managing both sides. And you know what else I found out today, Doug? This is really interesting. I did some digging, and I'll tell you know, sometimes the shovel bears fruit. Klaus Schwab does not run the World Economic Forum, nor did he create it. Oh, he might run the day-to-day operations, but the real source behind the World Economic Forum is Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, shocker.
You could have knocked me over the feather. I'm preparing a release of information on that probably this weekend or next week. But it's Henry. And Henry's the guy that visits all the presidents. Mm-hmm. And he sits down with them, either party, in a private one-on-one, no security allowed meeting. And he basically says to them, this is what you will and will not do. And you ever heard of JFK? Okay, we understand each other. Have a good presidency. And that's how it goes. And I think Trump was lucky to survive. If Trump hadn't capitulated on COVID, they would have assassinated him. I'm absolutely convinced of that. Because he was taking the country in a way that the globalists couldn't stand. So, this is where we're at. And so, Doug, I'll bring this up again. I'm diversified. I need to do more. And I talk about Noble Gold and what I do with them. And to me, there's other people out there that are reputable, but Noble Gold's the best. I don't want much money left in the bank when hell comes to America. And I'm even looking to diversify in these Latin American nations who want American capital. They want American expats. And I'm not leaving yet. I'm just saying I have a line in the sand to export some of the money I have. And it's not that I'm wealthy. I'm just protecting my nest egg. And I'd rather have five chances to be right than put all my eggs in the digital currency, digital ID that's coming to America with the Bolsheviks in charge. They will seize everything you own, just like Trudeau did in Canada. And so I'm looking at countries that are least likely to fall victim to that, but I'm also kind of lining up with an ally of Russia, which I'm uncomfortable with because I'm philosophically opposed to Putin. But I'm also philosophically opposed to either being in a FEMA camp or having all my assets taken. So I would say to people now, hear me and hear me clearly. If you have a nest egg to protect, and I'm talking to anybody that makes $60,000, $70,000 a year and you don't have a lot of debt, what you need to look at, number one, is diversification with gold, silver, Bitcoin, and so forth. Maybe some palladium, platinum. And then you need to look at diversification out of the country beyond the digital controls that are going to be imposed upon us. And you need to have a line in the sand economically. And I learned this from my German ancestors that escaped Hitler. They first did the economic line in the sand. They moved money to Britain. And then you have to have a line in the sand politically. You need to recognize the signs when you could be in danger. And you need to get out before they close it down. So be careful what you ask me about the economy, Doug, because I think I've told you this. I have been commissioned to write an investigative series on foreign investment, foreign residency, so you have an escape hatch. I don't know if I told you that or not, but I've actually entered into a contract with that.
No, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, you know, you're probably one of the brightest minds when it comes to writing stuff like that for people. And, you know, I will tell people this, that if you have the ability to, you know, be diversified in your finances, I would do it. But don't forget the other precious metals that are out there. You know, and that's the firearms. That's one thing that is always under constant threat in this country. And, you know, we don't buy the firearms necessarily to repel a foreign invader. We buy the firearms to protect ourselves and our family first, right? And I'm just telling you, like, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm giving up on this country, but I am done with this administration. And, you know, let God's judgment be what it is. I am more than willing to sit back and let whatever happens at this point, as long as at least the Lord can take over and do away with the communists, the Satanists, the socialism, and the pedophiles in this country, because the Republicans damn sure aren't doing it. You know? And that's the problem. We cannot rely upon Republicans. We don't rely upon Democrats. But we cannot rely upon the other party that appears to have answers. They don't have any answers. You know, I like Donald Trump, all right? Just like the average person would. Donald Trump is not the savior of this country. Donald Trump did not save this country. Donald Trump maybe gave about a 2-year reprieve, or, you know, a waking up time, you know, letting people know, hey, you're getting close to the fire and the apocalypse. You might want to start preparing, folks. You know, that's starting spiritually than physically, right? But Donald Trump coming back, you guys need to forget about that right now. That's 2 years from now. 2 years from now. Go back into time and look at what happened between 1940 and 1942. A lot can happen in 2 years. between 1939 and 1943, we'd probably already lost 8 million people to the camps. So a lot can happen in 2 years, especially in today's technology. You know, that's why I'm harping. People honestly need to prepare. They need to be paying attention to the news because it affects your life, regardless if you like it or not. You need to pay attention to the news. You need to start learning useful skills. Start making the effort to barter with people now, so that whenever that time comes and you don't take the digital currency, at least you have a form of bartering. You know?
Yeah, that'll carry you a lot of the way, Doug.
All I can tell you is what I do. We can't make people do anything. We can only make them think, right?
That's what
Socrates
right.
said. You know, we have to realize that at this point, we are a runaway train with no brakes. And eventually, we're either going to run out of steam or we are going to catastrophically crash. That is America's future. And I mean, like, probably near future.
Like I said, I'm kind of at a loss for words where you just took us there. But you're right. We can... You know, I take a 30,000-foot aerial view of this. And just a couple of things. One, the goal to degenerate our morals. Hollywood. You couldn't even say damn in hell. And the Brady Bunch couple was the first couple in 1968 to ever have a married couple portrayed in the same bed. And now we look at no holds barred. We look at education, where we used to be the pillar of the world. We used to have an average IQ of 106, with 100 being average, and now we're 98. We're 34th in the world. The dumbing down of America, but it's also been accompanied by the perversion of America. The research grants from the government come to only liberal organizations, liberal professors. So to keep the money flowing, they espouse this liberal ideology, and they have attacked us on education, on morals. They've attacked the church during the lockdowns. Churches couldn't be open, but casinos and strip bars could. They have attacked us in every way possible. Our economy, used to be the next generation was better than this generation, but they have deliberately put in inflationary practices designed to erode the next generation's opportunities by killing real income. I could go on and on and on, but this has been a systematic plot. And I wrote about this, and I probably should resurrect this. Back 8-9 years ago, I wrote about the Russians and how they planned after they lost. They knew they were going to lose in the 60s. And they started sending disinfo agents to America to undermine our institutions. And some of them, you know, many of them have kids, and they took on the job in the second and third generation. So they're not even identifiable as Russians any longer. McCarthy was right when he said there's a communist invasion of America, but the man was an alcoholic, in and out of reality. His allegations got out of control, but he was correct in what he said. Alger Hiss, all that group from the 50s to the 60s and into the modern era have served to undermine us at every level. And I want to say this too. I've said it before on air, but I need to say it again because people aren't hearing this. I did really good work, and I'm not trying to brag, but I did. I'm proud of the effort and what I found on the election fraud. But that wasn't what I benefited the most. I know how the election was stolen. I can name the five ways. They do it in every community. But what I really got out of it, Doug, was how much penetration there is at the lowest levels of our government. Forget the highest levels. Those are already gone. But the lowest levels of our government are compromised. I was shocked. To the county clerk and recorder, to county commissars, I used to call them county commissioners, now they're commissars, to state elected officials, the majority, not half, the majority are compromised by either communist China in some form or by George Soros or both. And I'm giving a talk to the Arizona Tea Party. I'm actually kind of honored. I'm sandwiched between Matt Salmon, former congressman running for governor, and Mark Brnovich, attorney general. Now we'll be running for the Senate. And I'm sandwiched between these two. And I'm thinking, well, I've got a pretty good platform here. Matt Salmon I love. I adore Matt Salmon. Brnovich I'm hot and cold with, but he's not a traitor by any means. But I'm going to be calling out my state officials at this Arizona Tea Party meeting. And I'm taking security, by the way, just in case anyone's listening and thinking, well, we'll stop him. You may stop me, but I have friends. I'll just say this, and they're going to be there. But ladies and gentlemen, we are totally betrayed. 80% of America expects America to be what America was, and it is no longer. And we're having a cognitive dissonance problem waking up to how far we have slipped. The only thing that hasn't been done, the noose is around our neck, they just haven't tightened it and kicked the chair from underneath our feet. We're that close.
Well, you know, I would strongly advise people to guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism right now, because in the name of patriotism and everything that's good, they're going to come after this government. It's going to come after, I would dare say, half or more of the citizens of this country.
Yeah.
You know, we are literally going to look like communist China. And you know, here's the thing. When I was in DHS, the first president I served under in DHS was Obama. That was great.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sarcasm. Great, by the way. Biden just took it a whole level, another level, because it's Obama, right?
It is Obama.
But it just went a whole nother level. And I like to use, you know, the examples of what happened in Portland, because I find it to be extremely relevant and the most radical for law enforcement, which people need to be concerned about. You, as the citizen, better start getting concerned about what your law enforcement is doing or not doing. Because when your city's burning and the law enforcement is sitting on the side allowing the looters and BLM and all that to burn your city down, that's not for social justice. That's not for people's rights. That's as much for training the police not to care as it is to show you that they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the police, they're sitting there going, why are we not going out there and doing our job and arresting the bad guys? Well, because they're all scared. Oh, heaven forbid we put our hands on a black guy. We need to get beyond this, people. We need to get beyond this. This is our country. Like, everybody of every color in this country has to deal with the inevitability of a broken, corrupted justice system. Just hear me out. From the local DA to the Attorney General of the United States, compromised. Compromised.
You know, I'm just reminded, and I've mentioned this in passing, but I'll just make a couple of direct statements. I'm friends with Mona Patton, and she was an activist up in Prescott who's no longer an activist, and I don't blame her. She's in semi-hiding, and we had exposed some public officials in her county for some really wrongdoings, loosely related and directly related to the Arizona fraud and election. And she had pulled some public records, and the person in charge of the public records is a George Soros supportee, I should say. And don't know exactly how it all came out, but Mona and her boyfriend returned home one night and were ambushed. He was shot in the head, survived, was able to get a shot off and hit the assailant. He was arrested. And Mona was fired at directly, but the gun jammed. And I had lunch with the couple after the fact. I've been able to fully verify this. The county, Yavapai County, which is the most conservative county in America, but not with leadership. They use Dominion voting machines, absentee ballots. and they're run by communists. Their prosecutors in their DA's office are the same prosecutors that let Hunter Biden walk after they found crack cocaine residue and so forth in his rental car at the Prescott Airport in Yavapai County. And these are the same people that will not press attempted first-degree murder charges against this individual, and because they caught him, because he got shot. And they are charging him with the lesser included of all offenses. So there can be no lead back to the people who are really behind the attempted murder of Mona and her boyfriend. And folks, this is how bad it is. And have I taken this as a direct warning? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do I take this as an indirect threat to myself? Well, I was part of what Mona was into. I had come to her group of 500 people and spoke to them and said, you need to do 1, 2, and 3. And that's what they were doing when this happened. So this is the America we live in now. We're compromised down to the prosecutor's office. It's that simple. To the DA, to the county clerk and recorder. It's just, I'll give you another example. In Maricopa County, a month before the election in November, in November 2020, the voter rolls were hacked, Maricopa County voter rolls. This is how they knew who hadn't voted for 10 years, had probably moved out of state, and they could have those votes go for Biden. That's part one of the ways they stole the election. And this has actually been verified by door-to-door canvassing by Liz Harris, who found the same thing I'm claiming here. And the county clerk and recorder, Adrian Fontes, who has a very questionable background, according to Paul Preston and the people in the New California movement, he didn't report this. He knew about it. He didn't report it. It didn't get reported until late January following the election. And this is down to the county clerk and recorder and the county board of supervisors that still have not surrendered evidence in voter fraud. Doug, this is how complete the takeover is.
Well, you know why this is important? Because it was the justice system in Germany in the mid-1930s, from judges to lawyers and doctors, and then finally the issue was given to the police officers to round up a certain group of people and persecute them and have them all systematically murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have George Soros, a effing Nazi, paying off, let's count it, the DAs, the state attorneys, the federal assistant U.S. attorneys, the U.S. attorney, and other members of your politics, to include judges, and then also he's the one who's paying for all, I can't say that word. Paying for Antifa and BLM.
We got about a minute left. Just letting you know.
Listen. This is the direction we're headed. It just is what it is. Have a care. Prepare now.
Yeah, it's such a good point. Before they tried to steal my property, and I got involved in this business, and I'm talking to Dave McCain and friends, I was happy just being a college basketball coach and teaching my class. I was happy. I didn't need any of this. I didn't want to do this. And now here we are, and we're getting our butts handed to us. And the average person has no idea that we're already a defeated nation and we have to fight to get it back. Doug, tell people how they can follow your really good work, because your show, American Vindicta, is really taking off.
Well, we've finally broken 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, so thank you to everyone there. Hey, YouTube and Rumble, American Vindicta Show. You can also go to the website, AmericanVindictaShow.com. If you want to email me, that's where you go to. It helps to track the analytics. And I'm also on GS Radio, and that's from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and KYH 5:40 a.m. at 4 to 5 Mountain Time. Check out the show.
Yeah, Global Star Radio Network, that's gsradio.net.
That's right.
That's the website to catch the archives. I have a show there, too. That's actually where this show will air. here, but Doug and I do a lot of crossover. And very quickly, we have about 5 seconds here. We're going to be in Nashville on May 6th and 7th. Doug and I are there as members of the media to cover the event on transhumanism, UFOs, and related topics. And Timothy Alberino and Gary Haven and a cast of great people are going to be there. And we'd encourage you to join us. That information is available on both of our websites and Tim Alberino as well. So make sure you join us. Doug, we are flat out of time, my friend. I got to run. Thanks for the controversy. I'll make sure I sleep with extra security tonight. Talk to you later. Take care.
See ya.